You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
And dedicated to giving back to the country that nurtured him as an artist, internationally renowned pianist Daniel Vnukovsky founded Piano 6 to perform outreach concerts for remote communities in Canada and the Collingwood Summer Music Festival. Mm. Daniel joins us this morning to talk about his concert on day 3, June 21st, of Idea City at Kerner Hall. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Jean.
And so tell us, how did you become involved with Idea City?
I've been to the station numerous times. I've done live recitals here. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to return to Toronto. A piece of me never really left Toronto, so I have a lot of sentiment to this town. And with great sadness, I've heard about the closure of Katz's Deli.
So yes,
49
indeed.
Years of tradition. So
isn't that something?
I'll have to grab a corned beef sandwich after this.
I guess so. Now, when you perform at the 20th anniversary of Idea City, you're doing, correct me if I'm wrong, Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue. Is that
Gershwin
right?
Rhapsody in Blue, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What led to picking that particular piece to do?
I've played so much sad music that it's time to do something optimistic for a change. I have done so much interwar period music, and this is, funny enough, is interwar music, but from a different continent.
Right.
So I find an amazing contrast to some of the Weimar Republic works I've been doing, which are dark and unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have an American composer in a strange time in history where jazz is blossoming. And yet he had these Russian Ashkenazi Jewish roots, and his music is an incredible mixture of jazz and embedded into classical forms.
Will you be doing it with an orchestra, or is it just you at the keyboard?
Fortunately, there is a solo arrangement, which was approved by Gershwin, so that's the one I'll be doing for Idea City.
That's neat.
Now, so why don't you tell us about the new summer concert series that you have in Collingwood?
Yes, we're very excited about it. We've programmed Beethoven's Choral Fantasy for the inaugural concert.
You'll be the soloist?
I will be.
Indeed.
July 18th. And
that's great.
Collingwood is one of those areas that are just yearning for music in the summer, classical music. And, of course, it's a festival with world music as well and jazz. And we're very excited about the excitement in the community to have this. And I'm actually really awakening a successful festival that was already there in 2000 up till 2011. Douglas Nadler had run a series and it was extremely successful. It was there were two festivals which in Collingwood which were part of the top festivals in Ontario, and having over 1,000 to choose from, that was quite an honor. It was Elvis Festival and the Collingwood Music Festival.
That's
so
right,
all we've done is added the word summer to it, because a snow squall once canceled one of my concerts there.
Seriously?
So we just called it the Collingwood Summer Music Festival and have 9 concerts in total from July 18th to August 11th.
That's great.
That's great. So I presume other artists will be performing as well?
Oh, yes. Over 100 artists in total. Actually, 65 just for the inaugural concert. We have Elmer Eisler singers.
Yes, sure, they're lovely.
Who have their 40th anniversary, Juno Award winning. And we're partnering them up with a local ensemble called Choral Works, run by Brian Ray. And we have Mayumi Zeiler on violin. She'll be doing some chamber music with the Zeiler strings.
Nice.
So it's a chamber orchestra, two choruses. So.
Mm-hmm.
Do you book this yourself? I mean, do you use your pull as a musician to say, hey, why don't you come play my festival?
Pretty much, yeah.
Fame has its privileges, right?
Well, I think so. Definitely the contacts that I've left behind in Canada, it's so wonderful to come back to them and make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Do you teach at all, Daniel?
No, not really. I had a small absence from music due to some neurotic breakdowns we won't get into.
All right.
At that time I was doing teaching, but now with my schedule, this is a real burnout month. I've had 2 trips across the Atlantic in just the month of May. So I feel the day before yesterday we had Piano 6, another one of my projects.
Yes.
We had our first gala concert where for the first time I now have met all the pianists that we created this program to perform in rural communities throughout Canada. But it was always an e-group, and we did everything through FaceTime, Skype, group email.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And now, for the first time, we had that energy. We got together, and we did a concert, and it was spectacular. So wonderful to meet everyone in person.
That must be going with Piano 6 and going to outlying communities that don't regularly get, you know, anyone coming by to play music. That must be such an enriching experience for
you
as a performer.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And I was actually just up in Fort Nelson, B.C.,
okay.
Which is 2 hours from the border of the Yukon and Northwest Territories.
Right.
And the weather had just turned warm. I had bought, you know, a parka to take it into my, because I was so terrified of the weather there.
Sure.
Yet it was 20 degrees. It had just
beautiful.
Turned warm. And as a result of that, all the bears had migrated down. And I saw nine beautiful black bears while driving.
Not while playing, I hope.
That would have been a great story.
Would have been, yeah.
But it was wonderful. I had reached over 1,000 kids during
that
tour.
That's amazing.
So
that's important.
Many people up there, actually one of the schools had 46% First Nations people,
mm-hmm.
and these people were learning piano through YouTube.
Really?
And they came up to me after my concert and school presentations, and they had questions about the piano, you know,
mm-hmm.
simple questions. What is, you know, mm-hmm. what do some of these pedals do? Can you show me a demonstration? So I think our purpose is to come into these communities, add that spark and say, look,
sure.
keep going with music.
Sure. Well, who knows how many kids you've inspired.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Who might be the next generation.
It's the most rewarding part of our careers as musicians.
And is any of this funded by the Canada Council? Because it seems like it would be an ideal project for them.
Absolutely. They came in. They gave us wonderful seed money to get started.
Terrific.
Also the Ontario Arts Council.
Marvelous.
Numerous private foundations. The Toldo Foundation in Windsor also.
That's
being
great.
Wonderful supporters of
what
we
do. That's what you want. I mean, it's just such a tremendous help because there is so many things that are involved in getting projects like that started.
Yes, it's a lot of work. Our booking agent works many, many hours each day. And, you know, there's the graphic designing, everything from the logo to actually getting us there. It's a huge country.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the kilometers traveled. It's shocking when we take a rental car. It's
Canada's huge.
When I arrived at Fort St. John Airport in BC, I had an economy car. And they said, we don't recommend that. So they gave me a Ford pickup, and I'm so glad I got that upgrade because every car there was a Ford pickup with lots of little cracks in the windshield. So it's harsh. It was very harsh, and I'm glad I had a massive car to survive that trip.
Now, you're primarily known, as you were alluding to earlier, of a performer who features forgotten Jewish composers of the Weimar era. I mean, and that continues to this day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just this season, I released the first solo piano CD of Karl Rathaus's works, which I played the third piano sonata in Carnegie Hall earlier this month,
mm-hmm.
and it has not been performed in New York since 1929.
Wow.
As absolutely such a discovery, yet it was one of the favorite works of Walter Gieseking.
Sure.
Very prominent concert pianist of that era. And with Karl Rathaus, it's either love it or hate it, what I've noticed.
Okay.
Some people are absolutely terrified by his music
mm-hmm.
because it's creepy. It's a contained expressionism.
Mm-hmm.
It goes well with movies, German expressionist movies such as Fritz Lang or Beckmann in the visual arts.
Is it similar?
It's
Did
scary.
You also play some Kurt Weill?
Not really. No,
no.
I'm very familiar with Kurt Weill, but it's that urban frenzy of Berlin, that cosmopolitan
kind of
energy.
A seeming anger underneath it as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's unresolved music,
mm-hmm.
but it's not completely atonal as we had later with Schoenberg or late Alban Berg. So it has that spiritual element, but it's creepy.
It's
scary music. And if for a very conservative audience, it can actually be over the top still to this day.
Does it rattle your nerves?
Very much,
Looks
yes.
Like it does.
But on the other hand, this music has a certain catharsis. For somebody neurotic like me, it's actually a release of energy.
Good for you,
so
Daniel.
It actually calms me down.
Good for you.
I think the Gershwin irks me more, to be honest.
Well, I guess we'll all find out then, won't we?
A little therapy in performing. A little therapy there.
I'm very pleased to bring in the Gershwin. It's a dear piece. I've performed it numerous times.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that opening theme that was a complete fluke. The Ross Gorman was a clarinetist, and this whole thing was a big experiment. I mean, he composed the piece in 5 weeks,
yeah,
And then he heard the big slide while Ross was rehearsing that big scale that goes up.
Yeah.
And he did this glissando to the end. And it was a complete fluke. He was just playing with it. And Gershwin said, do that at the concert. I love it.
It's amazing. And you also need really big chops to play this piece.
It's one of those war horses.
Yeah, it should never be thought that you don't just because it's got Gershwin's name associated with it.
Right, right. Yeah. Lovely lines. United Airlines took it all the way, you know. They've used it, when you walk into the airplane.
Oh. Well, Daniel, I just want to thank you so much for coming in.
And we
look forward to seeing your concert at Idea City on the 21st of June.
Thank you. Likewise, I look forward to it.
We've been speaking with pianist Daniel Wnukowski about his concert for Idea City at Kerner Hall on June 21st. For tickets, go to ideacity.ca. Thanks very much.
Thank you.